Mayor Jacob Frey joins us now. Mayor, thank you very much for joining us. I think what brought this home for me is one of the kids yesterday came out and he said, I didn't know what to do. We had trained for a shooting at school, but not at church. And it just underscores how normal in some quarters this has become and yet how shocking it is at the very same time. What can you tell us at this hour about the investigation? And I'm sure you've talked to families that are mourning. What are they telling you this morning?
I can tell you that this shouldn't be normalized. This was an unspeakable tragedy. Then again, how many times have we heard mayors from across the country say exactly that? Right now, we have a city united in grief, and at the same time, we have a city united in action, because this kind of thing cannot happen again. I've said this before, thoughts and prayers, they're certainly welcome, but they're not enough.
So, Mayor,
these kids were literally in church praying.
Yeah. Mayor, sorry to interrupt, but you focused on that action. We've heard your words. They've been powerful and very passionate in the aftermath here. What kind of action do you want to see so this doesn't happen as regularly as it does right now in America?
Oh, red flag laws are important, but they don't go far enough. Assault weapons bans. I mean, right now, we have more guns in America than we have people. That's a problem. There are other countries in the world where some sort of horrific shooting takes place, and then they take the action to make the necessary change so that it doesn't happen again. Whereas here in America, it seems like it's every couple of months, if not more, something like this happens. You can have guns come into the city by the trunk load, that people can get their hands on guns that have, as in this case, severe mental health issues. That's not acceptable. And by the way, we should be doing this out of love for our children, not out of hatred for anybody else, but out of love for our kids. And we should not be looking at these kids that got shot yesterday as just somebody else's kids. Think of them as your own kids. Yeah. Think of the last interactions that you had with your kids this morning when you said goodbye to them, you shoved them some applesauce, you say, hey, come on, get your shoes on, let's go. These little annoyances are also incredibly beautiful, and you should have the assurance that your kid can go to school or church or out on the street or to the basketball court, whatever it is, safely, and then you're going to get to see them that night.
You're right about that, Mayor. And in the wake of tears, the thoughts and prayers, we do hear about the red flag laws and restrictions or even bans on assault rifles. But what are the next steps? What can our lawmakers do? What can you do to ensure that these aren't just things we are throwing in the air, but they are sustainable changes to what is happening in America?
Well, you're going to hear me loud and clear, voicing for as great restrictions as we can possibly get here. I'm a mayor. I fill potholes. We try to put up more affordable housing. We try to keep people safe. But as mayors, we're also very much on the front lines dealing with some of the repercussions when we don't see action at other levels of government. And while there has been, at least in the case of Minnesota, some progress made, we need more, not just in this state, but nationwide. We need to recognize that we love our children more than we love our guns. We need to recognize as a country that when something like this happens, we've got the courage and the conviction to act. And, you know, we all have titles in professional life, but I'll tell you the titles that matter most to me. It's husband and dad. And I only got a few hours of sleep last night. We have a 3-week-old and a almost 5-year-old, she'd tell you 4 3/4. And the things that would normally be, it may be a little bit frustrating. You know, she crawled into bed last night, you know, kicked me in the head. I'm changing diapers at 2 a.m. These are things that you cherish, especially after something horrid like yesterday takes place. And we all, again, need to think of our own children and recognize that somebody else is grieving right now. And so right now you got a whole city that is wrapping their arms with love around these families that are experiencing their worst moments of their entire lives.
They definitely are, Mayor.
And we can act so it doesn't happen again.
Well, to that point, I mean, you said that people need to realize that we need to love our kids, our children, more than our guns. What can actually be done? What do you think is really possible here in this country? Because people are passionate about the right to own a gun and to defend themselves.
If I could just put a button on that, Mayor, what people who own guns will say is, it's because I love my children that I own this gun. I want to be able to protect them if an intruder comes in, if I am the victim of a crime. What do you say to those sorts of advocates?
Well, first off, I hear them. And by the way, we're not talking about your father's hunting rifle right now. We are saying that we have far too many guns in this country. And when you have this arms buildup by people, I mean, we're not even talking about arms buildup by nations, arms buildup by people. Let's be real, it doesn't help. And so I understand the fear that people have. I get it. And at the same time, the individual, the shooter from yesterday, had a whole heap ton of guns. Why? Why is it necessary that you should be able to buy not just one gun, but like a gun every single month? You don't need 12 guns a year. Why should you have the ability not just to reel off a bullet, but spray a heap ton of them all at once, or have a magazine clip worth of even more bullets? Why do you need that? You're not killing deer or ducks with an assault rifle like that. And so, you know, I just think we need to be operating in reality here. I'm a mayor. I'm in the reality business.
Yeah.
And the reality is that we have far too many guns coming into cities around the country, and we need to do something about it, not just sit back on our hands and say thoughts and prayers.
Well, Mayor Fryer, thank you for joining us. We hope that you get some sleep and your community gets some much-needed healing. We appreciate you.